This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we are rocking and rolling in our portable studios, aren't we, Robbie?
We certainly are, Dean. I'm enjoying broadcasting you live from Collingwood. You, of course, are in the Joy Studios in Melbourne. Just like we're together in the
same
room.
The wonders of technology. It's both terrifying and joyful all at the same time. Now, we did let all of our listeners know that today is your last Mad Wednesday with us today, which is a shame, but we just got a message in with a little bit of love saying, good luck with your last show, Robbie, from your husband in the next room. So I thought that was very cute.
Nice. He could have just yelled it through the wall, but this is very professional of him to message the show. No, I do appreciate that. And also a bit of a shout out. I just want to shout out to Daniel, who's listening all the way from Ireland. It's 7 o'clock in the morning there, and he's gotten up to listen to my last show. And I really appreciate that. And to others who have sent me their love as well.
Is that the lovely really Vintage?
It certainly is. Daniel, the wonderful bearded queen, Vintage, who now lives in Ireland, listening all the way from there.
I know it's 7 o'clock in Ireland, but what else have you got to do but get up? Have you been struggling to get up in the morning?
Look, I've been sleeping later, that's for sure. I've certainly moved my usual wake-up time from 8 a.m., 9 a.m. till about 10 or 11.
I'm jealous. I have not been that lucky. I've been getting a full night's sleep, which is very confusing for my body. And from 6:30 in the morning, I'm just awake and I'm up doing things, and then it hits about 10 o'clock and I'm like, I feel like it should be 3 in the afternoon. This is not being handled in the way in which I want it to be.
No, that's a right shame. I mean, I love a good sleep in, and if there's anything that there's any silver lining that ISO has, is that we can sleep in whenever we want. Well, some of us.
This is part of the beauty of self-isolation, is you can make your own time, but I think sometimes the best thing to do is to give a little bit of a schedule. But you know me, I don't do a schedule at the best of times.
Yeah, no, it's not much different to your usual schedule. I'm a little bit jealous, though. It feels like waking up at 6:30 a.m. Like you said, a lot of advice says that that's a great idea, and at least then you can be productive with your day.
But it's not planned. Like, I would like to sleep in. I'd love to get up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the only way I think I can do that is to push myself to go to sleep at 3 or 4. I would love to be able to have a sleep in, but for some reason, my body now is like, 6:30 a.m., all right, time to get up, go about your day, and then you get out and go, okay, well, I think I might make my way to the couch. Then maybe I'll walk across the room to the living room. Like, there's not that much to do yet.
No, there's not that much. That's why you need to do what I do and just take complete control of that body clock. And when it says wake up, you say, absolutely not. Good night.
All right, maybe a little bit more sleeping in needs to be on the horizon. So you're just saying, just don't get out of bed. That's what I should do.
Well, look, I think you do a bit of that anyway, don't you? You just get a bit distracted in bed.
Well, this is true. Okay, you're raising a very valid point. And not get all your minds out of the gutter, listeners. Not the way in which you're thinking. I mean, one of the things I have been doing is not taking technology with me to my room. So I'm going to bed, and if the only thing I'm reading is a good book...
Okay. No, I like that. That's good. It's very well advised. But it does sound very boring if you're waking up at 6:30 and staying in bed for 3 hours without any technology.
I mean, maybe.
Not sure I could do that.
Maybe it's the entire daylight saving thing that's growing it a little bit more. And, oh, my God, Robbie, we got another message in, a big message of love to you, all the way from the UK.
Oh, lovely. I love the international listeners. Each and every week, you've brightened my day. A big thank you to Peter from Kent, who's written in as well, to say, thanks for all the fun. Looking forward to catching you elsewhere on Joy, sending you a virtual hug from the UK. Thank you, Peter, and thank you for listening
And for all of you, send your love in to Robbie. It's his final Mad Wednesday, but it's certainly not the last time we're going to hear him on Joy. So why don't you send a lovely message in? Hit us up on 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-JOY-949 or onair at joy.org.au. It's Robbie's last Mad Wednesday, so let's send him some love. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
Dean, what a jam.
Wasn't it?
It's not currently my birthday, but I wish it was because of that song.
Do you know what, Robbie? The other day when it was announced that here in Victoria we're going to be keeping at the stage restrictions that we're at, and that means for another 4 weeks, it made me realise that my birthday is actually going to be from self-isolation. So I need to come up with a plan to party, and I reckon I'm going to do a choose-your-own-adventure kind of online options thing where we can, there's a dance party if people want to join, or watching Lexi Gaga on Friday night if they want to join. I think I'm going to make a giant choose your own adventure birthday extravaganza.
Oh, look, this is an iconic way to treat your birthday. Try to make a week out of it. Have a few special events and get people to come to them. Yeah, why not put an isolation twist on that? I think a lot of people have been in this same predicament, haven't they? Finding out that their birthday is coming up and they probably can't celebrate in the ways that they normally would have.
Well, the isolation twist is the way to go, but I was sitting here going, what do I do and how? And because normally my birthday, I'm running around like a headless chook. I was so excited to have a birthday on a Saturday night, so I'm going to have to make my own little party in my house. And I'm very excited for it. I'm blowing up inflatable things already, and I've got coloured lights, and I can't wait.
Look, you've had lots of experience setting up, so we've got the tech on board now. You can do this. I reckon a lot of online events sound like a great idea.
True, and I'll finally clean my apartment just in time to make another mess before my birthday, and then I have another year where I have to sort it out. Problem solved. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jean. Coming up, we're going to find out how you can dance in your hallway with the LGBTI Dance Club from home. You're on Mad Wednesdays.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. It is my final show, Dean. It is my final Mad Wednesday show.
Yes, not Dean. Your final joiners at all.
Absolutely not. You'll be able to hear my voice wherever I can force it upon your ear holes throughout the week after this. But it is my last show, and I did want to say a big thank you to those people who are messaging in, both privately and also to the studio, to say their thanks and to show their support.
Yes, we got a big shout-out from Keithy saying good luck with your next journey, Robbie. Another one saying, sorry to hear you're leaving Mad Wednesday. I loved filling in. Well, that can only be it's job, no relation, while Gene was away, and not just because Gene was away, and I look forward to hearing your next show. Also, Gene, having no option but to blow up inflatable things is kind of a Saturday night standard. Well, yeah, there's that. Then we've got another message from Andrew saying, oh, love listening to you duo on my commute home on a Wednesday. Robbie, all the best for whatever comes next. I'm loving all these shout-outs that everyone is giving, and please don't let them stop. It is Robbie's last show for Mad Wednesday, but certainly not the last time we're going to hear his lovely tones here on Joy.
Absolutely not, Dean. Keep those coming. If you do want to message in, 0427 Joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Now, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have singer Greg Gould joining us. But as per usual, we've got Robbie's reality TV roundup. And since this was Robbie's last show, I decided that I would actually watch some in advance.
I'm proud of you, Dean. Well done. And very good on you.
And just to see what all the fuss is about. And last night, I may have watched a little bit of MasterChef, and I completely understand it now. Now the reality TV thing, I get it. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Look, I have been watching hours and hours of House Rules, MasterChef. Look, it's just great to switch your brain off and watch something that doesn't require much mental energy. But yeah, I do have my final Robbie's Reality TV roundup coming up.
For now.
I'm going to have a chat to you about what some of my favourite shows are planning to do a little bit differently due to COVID-19. Mm-mm. And also, I've got another little update about Big Brother, which wrapped filming. There is a little bit more to tell, Dean. That wrapped filming a couple of weeks ago. The producers had something to say about the cast. So have a listen in to what their thoughts on the cast were. Very surprising things to say about the cast.
Really?
And we can chat MasterChef too because I love it.
I mean, it's. I've hit that stage. You know how everyone was joking that gays have that stage where they're going to shave their heads? I have grown the beard in home isolation. Tomorrow I'm going to buy clippers and figure out how to make this look semi-respectable. I'm not getting rid of the beard yet. Tom, you'll be happy to hear that. Other Tom. But we did hit the stage, Pete and I this week, my housemate, where we've hit the cooking one. Like we've made pies and baked. And so watching MasterChef while making lemon curd was a very interesting experience.
I bet. Yeah, it's been happening in my house as well, Dean. There's been hair colour going on. The beautiful Keith has dyed his hair a silver pink, and I think we believe we're going to be making some banana bread soon.
Oh, banana bread was what we also made at about 11 o'clock last night, and it was delicious.
A lot of banana bread being made. Good time for the sale of bananas.
Well, it's that I buy the bananas thinking I should eat something more healthy, and then they just sit there. So the only option really to do is to bake it into bread.
Is to pack them with sugar and put them in a bread.
I mean, it makes fruit just taste delicious.
Of course. It makes everything taste delicious. I've got sugar all over everything.
So I've got the baking bug this week. I've grown the beard. I have yet to dye my hair, but anything could happen. What are you doing to keep the isolation at bay? Hit us up on 0427 Joy949 or onair@joy.org today. It's Robbie's last Mad Wednesday, but let's head to Gary with the news. Gary, this weather has been driving me crazy.
I think it's rather nice. Very good.
It's up and down. It's Melbourne in a very true form.
I haven't left my house in days, so I wouldn't know. Now, I keep myself locked up pretty tight, Gary. Gary, I feel like I owe you an apology because I never formally told you that this was going to be my last Mad Wednesday.
No, I'm so distraught.
You have, of course, been as much a part of the Mad Wednesday family since I started, and it's been a pleasure working with you. And I'm sorry I didn't get to the news to you before you found out this afternoon.
One of my favourite moments on the show is when, I think it was April Fool's, when Robbie would counteract Gary's real news with fake news, and that was
hilarious.
Definitely a highlight for me too. It was good fun to make up fake news articles about Gary to present to the joy listeners.
Well, Gary, we will speak to you at 5:30 when we catch up with the Gazman. We look forward to hearing from you then.
Catch you then.
That's all we've got.
The fastest one we've ever had, Robbie.
Well, they're just getting faster and faster, Gene, as more and more people do the right thing and stay home where they can.
Yeah, do what Robbie's been doing. Sleep in, bake some banana bread. Robbie, do you reckon you're going to dye your hair anytime soon?
No, but you know what? I really need a haircut. Now, I know
this
some
is driving me crazy too.
I know some hairdressers are still open. I don't know of any, but I'm this close to letting one of my partners cut my hair for me.
do any of them actually do hair?
No.
Okay.
This could be a terrible idea because I do have to still go to work sometimes.
I'm going
to
be honest. I've seen some very, very interesting hairstyles that people have been doing when a bit of self-cutting is what's been going on. I mean, you can... There are some travelling barbers going on. I know if you go to the Laird webpage, their barber is giving a service and details how they are making sure to keep things clean and everything. But it is my other concern as well because I shaved my head just before this, so I can't even wait a couple more weeks. It's already uneven, and there are only so many ways you can wear a hat inside before it's just trouble.
The thing is, too, for me, a good haircut really, really cheers me up. It does yes. a world of good for your mental health. And at the moment, that's a great thing. That's a great little chip to have in your pocket.
So true. But the downside is, what if you get a haircut and it's not a good haircut? Could it go completely the other way? So that's why I think the hair dyeing is a good way to go, because then you're just doing something crazy. Oh, but then you probably can't dye your hair because of your job.
Now, I can't dye my hair because of my job and also because it would just look awful, I'm sure.
I don't know. A bit of silver pink I think would be great.
I mean, also Melbourne drag queen Lexi Gaga, who's also a hairstyler, has called for all of Melbourne to please stop doing these terrible dye jobs on your hair.
Well, I was going to start asking for Lexi for some tips because I don't know how I'm meant to do it well. The one time I tried to dye my hair, I tried to bleach it and it just went orange, but I think that's just the Italian in me, so my skin kind of matched my hair. It was not a pretty look.
Look,
but that was when I was 18, so it doesn't count.
She's a great friend of the show. Maybe in the future weeks we need to get her on for some hair tips.
Lexi's hair tips, what not to do while in isolation. You know what? I reckon there's a show in that all on its own. Just Lexi yelling at everyone and their bad hairstyles. If you watch Lexi's Insta story, if you're not, quite frankly, what are you thinking? Lexi doing reviews of maths is absolutely amazing. And I actually just want Lexi to be filming on her Insta story people's real-life weddings and then just making all of these comments about what she thinks of the bride and bride or the groom and groom. And I just think it'd be a whole heap of fun.
Maybe she could do it for people's hairstyles, Dean.
Well, I'm scared. Like, imagine if suddenly it's your hair. Your hair, and Lexi's like, and you're the picture on Lexi's thing, and she's having a go at your hairstyle. I'd just cry.
Yeah, she doesn't hold back, Alex.
No, not even slightly, not even a little bit. Well, there's more fun coming our way. Greg Gould is coming up to talk about his new album that's launching this week and a show on Sunday via live stream. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and that was When I'm Around You, just like everyone else is listening to us every Wednesday, Robbie.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think many people are around other many people right now. It's very
out
song for the time.
I think that's where Joy makes all the difference, being out loud and proud. And our radiothon kicks off next week.
Oh, my goodness. How exciting. Of course, we still need radiothon to help keep Joy on the airwaves. Very important time over the next couple of weeks, Dean.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge couple of shows. We're getting a lot of Joysters involved. We're going to be hearing from fabulous guests, and we're going to be making sure that we can raise those funds to keep Joy out loud and proud. I know it's hard for everyone at the moment, you know, whether they spend money or not. Some people don't have jobs, and it's all a little bit crazy. But that's why we love having you tune in and listen to us. Oh, Robbie, we've just got another message in saying, I'll miss you, Robbie, you beautiful man. And that's love from Glenn.
Oh, Glenn, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the support I've been getting on my last show today.
Yes, it's the last Mad Wednesday with Robbie today. We've got one more half an hour. We're going to be talking Drag Race, reality TV and so much more, but please keep sending those messages in. Let's hear from... let Robbie know how much you're going to miss him every Wednesday afternoon. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Now, Robbie, we've just gotten another message in saying, sending much love to my beautiful best friend for his final Mad Wednesday. Can't wait to see what's next. Love from Tequila Schmockingbird.
Oh, bless Tequila Schmockingbird. And I will just say a little bit of a sizzle. Tequila Schmockingbird and I are working on a little bit of a project together, or perhaps a podcast. So look out for that if you know me and you follow me on the socials.
We can't wait to hear all about that. And there's someone else that obviously would like to send a bit of love your way. Normally this time we speak to the lovely Gary, and here he is now. Hello, Gary.
Hi there, Dean. Hi there, Robbie. Missing you already, Dale.
Oh, I bet. I'm missing you too, Gary. I haven't got to see you in weeks. Now, how did you go over Easter? Are you surviving your little lockdown there at home?
Oh, yes, yes. Doing fine in Fitzroy here. It's all good. Plenty of chocolate.
Well, you just moved into a new house there, Gary. So you've at least got the novelty of sort of getting to know your apartment really well.
Yes, I've got to know it really well.
Gary, you'll be pleased to know that I bought more plants this week.
Well done. What did you buy?
I bought more spices. I've still got one more pot to fill, and it's quite a big one, and I'm not sure. I think I want to find I'll have a second lemon or lime tree, but I sorted out all my spice racks. All I did was every day when I go for a walk around the block, I would pop in to the local hardware store and just get a spice on my walk, and within a week, I've just filled it all up again. Let's hope that I don't kill all the plants. Straight away, but you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Right, I actually bought some parsley and some broccoli plants, and I've planted them today too.
See, I have this concern about actual vegetables. Like, I kill basic flowers and things. Vegetables, I feel like, there's more added pressure.
Right, yes, well, start off with the herbs. They're usually a safer option.
And I'll
make sure you water up to them.
Also, make when
sure
all
you
this
water
is...
them.
Of course.
Well, you mentioned water. My husband watered my plant for me again today. Thank you for bringing that up. It is still looking a little bit brown. I think I need to get it out into the sun. Now, I think when all of this isolation's over, Gary, you're going to have me over for dinner with some of these natural things you've been growing up.
Sounds like a plan to me, Robbie.
Well, Gary, we'll speak to you next week. Any last words before Robbie's last Mad Wednesday with you?
Missing you, Dale. All the best in your new adventures too.
Thanks, Gary. You'll be hearing me. You'll be hearing me at Joy, no doubt. My voice will be haunting you still, I promise.
An absolute pleasure working with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
That's right. There's going to be no stopping you being out loud and proud here on the Joy Airwaves. There's more Robbie to come today and for the future. Coming up, we're going to find out what Robbie thinks of Drag Race and also reality TV.
Good evening, Australia. You're listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
That's right. It's Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. It is my final Mad Wednesdays. This chapter has closed on to new things going forward. It's been a hell of a ride. It's been a great 16 months on the show. I must say that was Drew Drogue we just heard there. That was one of my all-time highlights of being on this show, getting to meet the sensational Drew Drogue, yes, who plays Chloe Sevigny in the viral videos. That was we spent a whole hour with him.
He was here just a year and a week ago. Actually, he was here for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival last year.
Yeah, that's right. That was a fantastic opportunity to get to spend time with him. I want to also mention the Y2 Yes. I think that was one of my favourite things that we did on radio. Great. We did an outside broadcast from Circuit, which was really emotional, and we got to celebrate the second anniversary of the Yes vote.
We were a crying mess.
We were crying messes, as I tend to be anytime we talk about marriage equality. That was a really beautiful experience. And of course, we mentioned earlier me making fake news articles for Gary on April Fool's. That was a lot of fun too. I've saved all of those, and I have a little giggle every time I read back over those.
Look, there's been a lot of great memories, Robbie. It's on to bigger and better pastures for you, especially here at Joy. But it's been wonderful doing this show with you every Wednesday.
Thank you. Shout out to our listeners. It's been great having you, having the interaction from you guys. We love it so much at Joy when people interact and message in. So yeah. I really encourage you to keep doing that, the people that do. And if you don't, it's just great to hear from people. Always feel like you can contact, and you're a part of the Joy family as much as us on air are. In particular, just a shout out to Peter, who has always listened to us from Kent in England, and Matthew, who often listens to us from Paris in France. Daniel in Ireland listening to us for today. A big shout out for all the support and love that has come through today as well. I've gotten lots of messages of support on my phone. I thought this was going to be a really sad moment for me, and in some ways it is, but there's also it is also nice to have sort of that happiness as well, sort of leak through it somehow in some way.
Well, that's Robbie's last Mad Wednesday today. Moving forward, we'll have Radiothon kicking off next week. We're going to get as many different voices onto the show as we possibly can to keep, and it's your way that you can help support the station, keeping Joy out loud and proud.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're in a position to support Joy, we need your support now more than ever to make sure that we can stay on air, because I think it's so important, this independent voice that we have, it's so important to keep that on air. So please support Radiothon over the next couple of weeks.
And support comes in a whole lot of different ways. There's your membership that you can sign up with. You can make a donation. We're going to be putting posts out up on our social media saying, would you like to tell us why Joy matters to you? So you can be a part of that. There's a lot of different ways that you can support Joy, so be sure to listen in and support us and find out how you can be a part of making us out loud and proud.
That's right. That's it from me, guys. Thank you for all your support over the last 16 months. You'll certainly be hearing me in other ways and through other means at Joy. I will continue being a supporter of Joy. Big love to you all, and have a great week.
Joy. You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.